are there to open what? The scroll. And to lose what? It seals. Who is worthy? The whole world. Who is worthy to do this job? I told you in 1963, I saw a band in heaven. And the question around the whole world, how can this heavenly band come down? And I told you, I won't repeat it. But it came down at Lagos. I was then a student. And the question on the, why Ghana? It was then that the Lord, I had no idea, was giving me the vision of the kingdom of God that will come down. Praise the Lord. It came down. It has come down. Today, God's kingdom glory has become what? It has come down. The kingdom of God is here. Blah, 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 blah. All this, we're blowing the trumpet. And people laughed at it. Sometimes they get, there were people in Legon. We went to the, what? Great Hall. They will not let us go. We've gone through Kumasi. We've gone to Winneba. We've given lectures. Today we face a similar situation. God is in search for faithful ones amongst us for the still ongoing kingdom glory mission works. Though it has been settled that all of us are proving God faithful and true, that we too have proven ourselves faithful. But still, the work is not completely what? Finished. God still needs men. Though the mission is accomplished, yet we face new tasks. God, that is why the question still arises. Who or where are what? The faithful people. Who is the faithful man? Where is the faithful servant? Faithful people to keep the fire of the ministry of Jesus going. This ministry must be on it, on the run, and be on fire till the second coming of Jesus. So we need men and women who are on fire and who are prepared to do, to run the mile and be ready for God to use at any time. Where are the people to stand in the gap as watchmen and at the gate to keep diligent watch over the nation's affairs and affairs of Africa? Where are the people? It is here. He has raised some. You are part of it. Where are the people, the faithful servant, to bear the cross of shame and reproach outside the city gates? Because this work you cannot do until you are prepared to be put to shame, to be insulted. If you don't want to be insulted and you want to maintain your, as for me, I don't mean WhatsApp, me person be you want to be misempassem. Praise the Lord. Except you are prepared to bear the cross. And we don't bear the cross in the city. We bear the cross from the city where? Outside. Well, there they will crucify you and kill you and give you names. All kinds of names. They will insult you, tell you all kinds of things. Things that your grandmother never learned, you will hear them that day. Things that you have never thought about, it will cross your... You go to the city gate, outside. And the Bible says in Romans, is it 13? It said, except you are prepared to what? To go outside the city, you will not be able to stand this kind of work. So who are the people? Let me hear what thing, Metrane. Ni, I hear me babi, na I jabi. Ni ke, o jemi, nukubilili, Christo, permanently. Ni shemo mashe. Even there are pastors who would not like to be identified with Christ. There are churches that don't accept that Jesus Christ is the only way. And you can go to academic circle and argue. And they, you know, they don't believe John 14 what? The thing is arrogant on Christ to say that. So if you believe what Jesus said, then you say you are arrogant and you are what? You are fanatic. You think Jesus is the only way? A pastor with a collar can argue that with you. I remembered how John the Baptist was killed. The one I was praying for you this morning. John the Baptist. But you see, the Bible says that when things became hot, the people went to River Jordan to do what? To be baptized. And what did the John say?
Hey, what has happened? Where are you running? Are you now running? Have you now seen your sin? That's how people will rush to this church one day. Praise the Lord. You don't agree? So, what, clap for that. They will come. Praise the Lord. John said, what are you running to? Are you now afraid? They will come. But because we were prepared to go to the city gate to bear the cross. Are you not prepared to honor Christ in faithful and diligent defense? Defense of Him, Jesus Christ, and defense of the faith? Are you prepared? When people are talking about Jesus Christ, you are prepared to stand for Christ? Are you prepared to believe that Jesus, the Christian faith, is the only faith that can give me salvation? Intellectual, big men, gurus, they will give you special displays. But I believe in one thing, Jesus Christ the Savior, and Him alone. Beside Him, there's no Savior. Praise the Lord. Are you prepared to do that? Are you prepared to defend it? Who is the faithful servant? Who is the faithful servant? Ready to share, to teach, to equip and honor Jesus Christ in the hearts and minds for the mission work, for the incoming and outgoing generations. Who is the faithful son? Who can stand today and stand, I have believed this, and I will not change my mind, and I'm prepared to teach my children and children's children and generations to come, I will stand and defend Jesus Christ. Who is the faithful servant? In Psalm 48 and verse 11, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole earth is what? Mount Zion, on the side of the north, the city of the great king. God is in what? Her palaces. He is known as her refuge. Do you think we can stand? That people will know that anybody, I'm here on your way. Yes, will be. Are you prepared? Verse 11, he said what? Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwark. Consider her palaces that you may tell it to the generations following. For this God is God. This is God. Our God forever and ever. He will be our guide, even to death. Who is a faithful servant? I'm so happy that you are one of those faithful servants. And God has not been unwise in choosing members of GES. But among us in GES, who is a faithful GES member? To whom the Lord will commit fresh assignments. Now some work is done. We are celebrating it. But who are the people ready? Shall we all stand up and pray, please? More gifts. Who is the faithful servant? In Revelation chapter 6, verse 6 to 14, they sang a new song. When Jesus broke the seal, worthy is the Lamb
Today we will sing a new song.
Let me read that singer. Whilst you are standing, you may close your eyes and consider your personal position. Who is the servant? Who is the... Revelation 6. After they have asked the question, who will break the seal? Verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on the house? But what did they? They sang what? A new song. And this is the song we want to sing today. We too want to sing a new song. Revelation chapter 5. Verse 5 says, do not weep. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose his seven seals. Jesus, are we prepared to do that? Then they sang a new song, verse 9. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. You see that when the Lord said, I'm reigning with you, it's here. And we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked and I heard and the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Beloved, we will sing our own song here. And that song is what? Onward, Christian soldiers, marching us to war. We're royal man, all it's against the pole, forward into battle, see his banner roll. If you need deliverance, ask God to deliver you right now. Tell the Lord that if you touch this, this should be your contact of deliverance, contact point for deliverance from those things that are disturbing you and make you become a stumbling block and an agent of dissipation of energy and disruption of God's glory in the ministry. Who can tell?
We thank you, Father, for this grace upon our lives. We submit ourselves once again. Christ, thank you for the goodness towards us. We pray that you help us to be able to walk in it, to perfect things, and to be our instruments indeed of your glory and vessels of hope for humanity. In your name we pray that these things shall be done in our lives, in our lifetime, in our generations, and generations to come in this country and beyond. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
He shall reign over his people, and he'll be.